The next patient is Agueda Lopez. The last name is L-O-P-E-Z, like in Zulu. First name, A-G-U-E-D, like in Delta A, Agueda Lopez. Clinical case of an 89-year-old Hispanic female that is following this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, nicotine dependence, and the aging process. She has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and she has abdominal aortic aneurysm that is during the last time that was evaluated for 5.8 centimeters in diameter, period. The patient today comes with a creatinine of 1.5, the BUN of 29, and estimated EFR of 25. This is the lowest the EFR has been. In the protein creatinine ratio is consistent with an excretion of protein of 1.3 grams in 24 hours, which is higher than the fact that the last determination that was 581 milligrams. For that reason, we are going to start the patient in Kerendia. We know that we can sacrifice kidney function, but on the other hand, we can be protecting the cardiovascular system, the renal system, and the proteinuria. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. She has been treated with the administration of metoprolol, 25 milligrams, two in the morning and one in the afternoon. And the patient has been given Diltiazem 120 milligrams every day. She has atrial fibrillation. She has been taking Eliquis, and the cardiologist knows about the abdominal aortic aneurysm. The patient has changes in the blood pressure. She has been without torsemide 5 milligrams every day. We are going to send the torsemide, and we are hoping that by adding the torsemide that she has been out for more than 4 weeks, the systolic blood pressure gets under better control, because it has been the majority of the time above 150. Millimeters of mercury, period. We don't want to add any other antihypertensive, because the patient has the tendency to fall. And she walks with the help of a walker, and we don't want to take the risk of a fall with its consequences. Following number chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. Following number peripheral vascular disease. Following number peripheral neuropathy on gabapentin. Following number, the patient has a left adrenal gland adenoma. That was an incidentaloma. We don't think that this adrenal adenoma is functional. Following number, the patient has overactive bladder and she's taking Detrol, period. We're going to reevaluate the case in a short period of time, 5 weeks, to check the potassium. The patient was given instructions to avoid hyperkalemia by staying away from bananas, oranges, tomatoes, and potatoes. We were very clear and specific, given the fact that Kerendia could increase the potassium. A reevaluation after that. A paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.